We're back. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show. We're actually broadcasting live from Three Square Restaurant in Needham, Massachusetts. And so happy to have Carol Snyder, Bakes for Breast Cancer. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your organization, how it got started, and your own personal journey.
Well, when I was 16 years old, I lost my mother to breast cancer in 1973 when the odds were 1 in 20. And in 1990, we started doing black tie events and fashion shows. And 18 years ago, I came up with an idea of how we could do, I wanted to do something, an event that fit into everybody's life, that you didn't have to go anywhere. And I always thought with my mother of sugar and spice and everything nice, and I'm sort of dating myself. So I created events centered around desserts because a dessert is always a sweet way to end a meal. So we started with 42 restaurants, primarily in the Boston area, where we asked them to select a dessert and donate 100% of the proceeds to be used for breast cancer research. Because
And how did that take off? How did that go from there?
It was incredible. I mean, I never realized how it would grow in 18 years, because now it's really not just Boston, it's Massachusetts is baking for breast cancer, because we are in over 90 Massachusetts communities, restaurants, bakeries, supermarkets, Roach Brothers, Sudbury Farms, designating a dessert, or in some cases, some are donating half of their dessert menu for the entire week from the Monday before Mother's Day through Mother's Day. And then we have Rhode Island Bakes, which starts on Mother's Day and runs through the following Saturday. And
so then your event is really coming up soon.
Yes, so we have three events coming up soon. We have Boston Bakes for Breast Cancer, which will take place May 8th through the 14th, followed by Rhode Island Bakes for Breast Cancer, which will take place on May 14th through the 20th, and then Cape and Islands Bakes for Breast Cancer, which takes place June 5th through the 11th. I always think, you know, because the Cape has a 20% higher incident rate of breast cancer, so we really want to get the Cape and the Islands to help support more research that will help women throughout not only Massachusetts, Rhode Island, but well beyond, because the research that we fund does have...
Now, does the money go to Dana-Farber Clinic, or does the money go from your organization?
Our medical advisory board, which is headed by Dr. Eric Weiner, who is the director of the Breast Oncology Center at Dana-Farber, suggested that we fund the Young Investigator, because grants for breast cancer right now are at an all-time low, and there's a very good chance of losing researchers to either foreign countries or to other fields. So what we do is help provide bridge loans to the Young Investigator, who are the future stars. And this year's money is going to Dr. Shom Gol. I'm making all these mistakes. It's horrible. Whose research is on HER2 breast cancer, metastasized breast cancer, I believe.
Okay.
We're getting more information.
So he's making some serious inroads as far as that area.
Absolutely.
So that's why it's imperative that you continue to raise money for this organization.
Yes, because last year's money we funded Dr. Heather Parsons, and her research was on biomarkers and making sure that women were being treated, not getting too much treatment and not getting too little treatment. And these biomarkers were going to tell what was the right amount of treatment. So it's fascinating, the research that's being done, and hopefully one day we'll eradicate breast cancer. But organizations like ours are important, and there's so much more that we could do, and hopefully with sponsorship we'll be able to do that.
So what is your vision for happening in the next year or two, Carol, for your organization? What are you hoping to do next year, the year after, and 5 years to continue to grow your organization? And what is vitally important for people to do?
Well, vitally important is for us to find sponsors, because not only do we do bakes for the Boston Bakes, the Cape and Islands Bakes, Rhode Island Bakes, but we also do a cooking series. And we also have an event called the Office Bakes Sale, because we feel that everybody's break room is a great way to raise money for breast cancer during Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. But you could do it any month, and everything is on our website for people to find out at bakes4bc.org. So you could find out all about us. What we want to do more is grow our events. The more we get to participate in our events, the more money we raise.
And how do you continue to get the word out? How do you spread the word? Is this through social media? Is it through publication? Is it through speaking yourself? How are you going about that?
Social media is a great way to get the word out, but we also have a media partnership with WCVB. So they do promote PSAs. Clear Channel provides digital billboards for us this year. It's the first time. So that will be promoting our event. And people see our collateral materials in the restaurants and the bakeries that we do, and they'll see them in a lot of places. So it's a way of growing, but we want more restaurants and bakeries and supermarkets involved. And we want to grow eventually in more New England and beyond. I mean,
do you picture yourself going nationwide, and what would be your approach to doing that?
One day at a time. That's a dream. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now it's all about my infrastructure, because I want to see what I've done go on well after I'm no longer active in the organization. So that's a big dream of mine, but sure, I'd love to go national, but right now, there's more I could do in my own backyard.
Okay, that's terrific. I'm speaking with Carol Snyder of Bakes for Breast Cancer. My name's Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the 5-Star Food Show. We're at Three Squares Restaurant in Needham, Massachusetts. Now, Carol, if somebody wants to contact you, how would they go about this whole process? You said something about sponsorships before.
Right. I mean,
maybe shed a little bit more light on that so our listening audience can get more information.
If you go onto our website, bakesforbreastcancer.org, you could find contact us and then reach out to us, and then we'll get back in touch with you. Restaurants and bakeries who want to participate for any of our events could go on our website and hit event registration and register their location. We put up pictures and a listing and their chefs, their pastry chefs, or whoever likes to be represented on it, and it stays up for a whole year. So it's like sort of after the event is over, with our traffic to our website, it's a gift that keeps on giving because people keep looking. I had one person who did the shop where you could have some dessert shipped to you, and she said, "I really apologize. I didn't get much for the week of the event, but thank you. I did get a lot of business after the event was over."
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of keeps
And every little bit
giving.
Helps. And how much have you raised over the years since you started this program?
We have raised close to $1 million from the Bakes for Breast Cancer. And previous with what I've done before, I've raised over $2 million
wow.
combined. Because this is love. I mean, what I do comes from the heart. And I believe that it's up to us to make a difference. So for anybody who wants to find a participating location, they could go on our website to the events and pull down the event that they want to see, and then go to the restaurants and bakeries and see a list by city of what is in their neighborhoods. Or it's a great way to send gifts. If you do your food shopping on Roach Brothers or Sudbury Farms, you could check and you could get it in your food delivery. Mm-hmm. And Phillips Chocolates. we'll have a dessert that we'll you could send as a gift. And it's all on our website so people could see where they want to go, what desserts they have, so that they could choose it, what they're in the mood for.
I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of Five Star Food Show, speaking with Carol Snyder from Bakes for Breast Cancer. Now, if somebody wants to contact you, it should be through the website. Is that the best way?
It's the easiest way to hit contact through the website. And, you know, we appreciate, as a growing organization, mentorship, guidance, because we have big dreams. And I know there is so much that we could do to make our events bigger. And I just think what we do is an easy way to help raise money for breast cancer. We call it raising money for breast cancer one sweet at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing better than a little dessert after a great meal or something to take home for the family at some bakeries. You know, Konditormeister, you could take a cupcake home at Treat Cupcakes in Needham. You could take their special cupcake. And it's nice because some of our participants make the same dessert every year. It's like Habits Ice Cream has a special ice cream, a strawberry chocolate chip ice cream, and it comes out for our event.
Mm-hmm.
And people look forward to that ice cream every year.
Right.
So it's getting...
It's really special in making those connections. Making a difference, Carol Snyder from Bakes for Breast Cancer. Thank you so much for being a part of Five Star Food
Thank you.
Show.
It's my pleasure.
This is Gary Goldman. Now, a word from our sponsors. Thank you very much.